Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 5, translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Narada Muni Uvacha. The Supreme Lord is unlimited. Only a very expert personality, retired from the activities of material happiness, deserves to understand this knowledge of spiritual values. Therefore, those who are not so well situated due to material attachment should be shown the waves of transcendental realization by your goodness through descriptions of the transcendental activities of the Supreme Lord. Purport. Theological science, which means the science of God, is a difficult subject, especially when it deals with the transcendental nature of God. It is not a subject matter to be understood by persons who are too much attached to material activities. Only the very expert who have almost retired from materialistic activities by culture of spiritual knowledge can be admitted to the study of this great science. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that out of many thousands and thousands of men, only one person deserves to enter into transcendental realization. And out of many thousands of such transcendentally realized persons, only a few can understand the theological science specifically dealing with God as a person. Sri Vyasadeva is therefore advised by Narada Muni to describe the science of God directly by relating the transcendental activities and pastimes of God. Vyasadeva is himself a personality expert in this science, and he is unattached to material enjoyment. Therefore, he is the right person to describe it. And Shukadeva Goswami, the son of Vyasadeva, is the right person to receive it. Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost theological science, and therefore it can react on the layman as medicinal doses. Because the Srimad Bhagavatam contains the transcendental activities of the Lord, there is no difference between the Lord and the literature. The literature is the factual literary incarnation of the Lord. So the layman, means the common man, can hear the narration of the activities of the Lord. Thereby, they are able to associate with the Lord and thus gradually become purified from material diseases. The expert devotees also can discover novel ways and means to convert the non-devotees in terms of particular time and circumstance. Devotional service is dynamic activity, and the expert devotees can find out competent means to inject devotional service into the dull brains of the materialistic population. Such transcendental activities of the devotees for the service of the Lord can bring a new order of life to the foolish society of materialistic men. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his subsequent followers exhibited expert dexterity in this connection. By following the same method, one can bring the materialistic men of this age of quarrel into order for peaceful life and transcendental realization. There are 3 points mentioned in this verse and purport. First point is the qualification to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. or the qualification to understand transcendental knowledge. Second point is the glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the third point is preaching, the qualification of the preachers and how they act. So, Vyasadeva is explaining that generally to understand transcendental knowledge, there are two requirements. One is that one must be vichakshana, he says very expert, and they must be nivrittita. Nivrittita sukham. In this world, there are two paths of life. Path means road, rasta, marg. The path of pravritti marg and nivritti marg. The nivritti marg means the path of renunciation, the path of detachment, tyag, vairagya. This is a path which one must be on. One must be treading the path of nivritti marg. He must be walking on the path of nivritti marg to understand God. Atma tattva gyan. Atma tattva gyan. To have knowledge of the Atma and the Paramatma, one must be detached. Vairagya, vairagi. So this is called nivrittita. So it says nivrittita. Vyasadeva is explaining that ordinarily one must be nivrittita, must be detached. And he must be treading the path of nivritti marg, the road or pathway of detachment. He is not attached to enjoying indriya, the body and senses. That is the first qualification, to understand God. And the second qualification he uses, vichakshana. Vichakshana. Vichakshana means very expert. He must be very expert, which means he must be very intelligent. Buddhi must be very intelligent. Vidvan. Learned. He must be very intelligent and very renounced to understand God. So now what happens in the age of Kali? In this Kali Yuga, Sumanda Matayo, Vyasadeva is describing the characteristics, the Manush Lakshana, Kali Yuga me. What is the characteristics of the residents of Kali Yuga, the men in Kali Yuga? Manda Sumanda Matayo, Manda Bhagya, Manda Abhagya Upadrata. They're Abhagya. They are unfortunate. They have short lives. Their minds are always disturbed. Their intelligence is very weak. Their determination to accomplish anything, to do anything, is very weak. Their power of discrimination, their power of thinking and understanding and rationalizing in Kali Yuga is very, very weak. We need one computer to add three numbers, 21 and 41 and 16. Oh, 21, 41, 21, 41. Oh, computer required. No brain. No sumed. Durmed. Sumeda. Sumeda means good brain. So, but the qualifications to understand God are vichakshana and nivritti. People are very attached. In Kali Yuga, people are very attached to their bodies. Aham mameti. Janasya mohoyam aham mameti. Nunam pramattak kurute vikarma yad indriya prittya apnuyati. Indriya pritti. Indriya pritti. In the age of Kali, people love their bodies. I love my body. I love it. I'm so beautiful. I'm so handsome. Look at my hair. Look at my chest. My waist, my hips, my arms are so powerful. Look at now, that's without clothing. But when I put on clothing and earrings and rings and my watch and my necklace, oh, I'm a veritable demigod. I am practically rivaling Lord Indra in opulence and beauty. Just see. Now, I will go out to the streets of Delhi. Here I am, world. See how beautiful, how attractive, powerful, handsome, rich, famous, and influential I am. See, I have a Rolex watch. See, I have a 3-carat diamond ring. Oh, I'm very wealthy, man. I love my body. Indriya, nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Indriya priti means I love my body. Indriya priti, love for Indriya. Indriya means the body, deha, sharir. I love my senses, and I love the senses of my wife and husband. I love her body, and a few other bodies, my secretary also. My wife's body, I love my wife's body. I also love my secretary too. Kali Yuga. So very much attached to the body and senses. So where's the nivritti marg? Where's the nivrittita? Nivrittita, there's no nivritti. There's no detachment. No vairagya. And there's no vichakshana. No expertise. Mind is very weak, lazy, foolish. Everyone has, they have one computer for their diary, one computer to buy groceries, one computer to call their neighbor next door. All you have to do is open the window and say, "Hey, Joe!" But then instead of opening the window and say, "Hey, Sunil," they have to go on email. They have to plug in a computer to talk to the man next door. Just like in Vrindavan, in our ashram in Vrindavan. In old days, in ashram, there's one brahmachari in room 5 and one brahmachari in room 10. So the brahmachari in room 5, he comes out of his room and he says, "Hey, Krishnadas, come here." That's what they were. He would just simply call Krishnadas. "Hey, come here, I come over here, I have to show you something." So Krishnadas would come from room 7 to room 5. But do you know how they communicate now in Vrindavan? In room 5, Chaitanya Das gets on his computer and sends an email to Krishnadas in room 7. "Dear Krishnadas, please come to my room for lunch today. I have some Mahaprasadam. Please come and share with me. Pam Ho. Pam Ho, Y.S., Krishnadas." We're so expert. There's nothing. They can't even... So much computers are required to even talk to the person next door. You have to send email. I can't believe it. I've seen it in my own eyes. I'm sitting in one room and I get an email from someone one floor above. "Maharaj, please come and see me." So this is Kali Yuga. Mandasamandamatiyo. No, we can't, no brain to figure things out. So then, Vyasadeva, Narada Muni rather, is telling Vyasadeva that in the other Vedic literatures, you compiled the Shrutis and the Smritis, and then you wrote the Vedanta Sutra. Are Baba, Vedanta Sutra? Try to understand the Vedanta Sutra? Where is your Vichakshana? Where is your Nivritti? So that's why Narada Muni is saying, you've written all the Vedas and you summarize them in sutras, in very minute, codified, compressed, compact shlokas. You've stuffed all the Vedas into the sutras, Vedanta Sutra. Who can understand the Vedanta Sutra? Nobody in Kali Yuga. Janmad yasya yataha. That's one sutra. Janmad yasya yataha. Atatu Brahma Jignasa. So many sutras are there. 2-3 words. So much knowledge inside. Janmad yasya yataha. So Narada Muni is saying, to understand the Vedas which you have written and compiled, one must be vichakshana nivrittita. He must be a sannyasi. Sannyasis in Benares and Hardwar, they study Vedanta Sutra. When Mahaprabhu went to Benares, he was chanting at Dashamedha Ghat, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." And dancing in ecstasy, oblivious to the world, absorbed in the Nitya Leela of Radha and Krishna. Ananda Purush, bliss personified, inundating the audience with transcendental love of God by his darshan. Simply by his darshan, they were getting prem prapti by a darshan of Mahaprabhu. But to speak of hearing the Shudanam, the prem nam sankirtan, coming from his lotus mouth, would enter their ears and dance in the courtyard of their hearts. And immediately everyone would become nivrittita and vichakshana. Immediately upon hearing the Shudanam, Premanam from the lotus lips of Mahaprabhu, people would become expert in Vedic knowledge. They would become totally vidvan, Vedanta Krit Vedavid. They would understand the end of the Vedas and become totally detached from family, life, friends, society, everything, and run after Mahaprabhu and say, "Oh, Mahaprabhu, take me with you. I don't want to stay with my wife and children. Take me with you. And he said, hey, yare deki tahak. Don't come with me, stay home and preach. Everywhere he went, everyone wanted to close their houses, close their books, close their material chapter of their material life and run behind him. Sannyasi, beautiful figure, tall, radiant, attractive, sweet and loving. Ek danda, mayavadi danda, advaitan danda. Then Prakashananda, the other sannyasis, they saw. Oh. Hey, come, sit down. Why aren't you studying Vedanta? Why aren't you studying Vedanta? You're a sannyasi. You should be, this is the Nivritti Marg by Vairagya Pat. Studying Vedanta. What is this? Hare Krishna. He said, oh, you know, Guruji, Ami murka. Gurudev told me, I am a fool. He said, you are a fool. You can't study Vedanta. You have no vichakshana. You don't have this expertise. Simply you chant and dance in ecstasy. So Mahapso Narada Muni, understanding that Kali Yuga people would not have the qualification, the adhikar, the eligibility, the power, the intellectual power, the sense power, the control, the senses, to actually study Vedanta Sutra, he met with Vyasadeva and said, listen, you have to make it easy, simple, tell stories, leela, pastimes. Then people will say, very nice, yeah, pastimes, music, leela, dancing, singing, romance. Yeah. Oh, Vishnu. Yeah, okay. Krishna. Then they'll read about the pastimes of Krishna and Vishnu and Ram through the page of the Bhagavatam. And what will happen? Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam Bhagavata sevya. Nashta prayeshu abhadra. All the abhadras, all the disqualification, all the unfortunate bad things will become nullified. Nashta. Broken, smashed, destroyed, removed. Then, a new life will awaken in them. So this is the point he's making here. He's giving the idea, Narada Muni is giving the outline, what to write about. He's telling in these verses, what you should write about, what you should describe, whom you should describe. Who, what, when, where, why, how. These are the considerations of understanding something. Who has done it, why have they done it, where have they done it. What have they done? How have they done it? Narada Muni is teaching these who, what, when, where, why, shloka by shloka by shloka, to Vyasadeva. So now in this shloka he's telling how to do it. How to compile. He's giving him writing classes. Narada Muni is giving writing classes to Vyasadeva. Here's how to write the Bhagavatam. Make it simple. Keep it simple. You just completed all the Vedas. Now you just wrote the Vedanta Sutra. Now, you're despondent. You're unhappy. Why are you despondent? Who, what, when, where, why, how? Because of this reason. You have not described the Hare Katamritam, the Hare Leela Katamritam. The nectarine discussion of Krishna's pastimes. And so how should you write it? And how to prepare it? So he's telling. Don't make it so that you have to be totally renounced to understand it, an expert. You have to be a vidvan and a buddhiman, very intelligent, Paramahamsa sannyasi to study the sutras. What does it mean? You spend years and months studying one sutra. What he says here, he says make it easy. Cheshitam, darshaya cheshitam vibho. Give people darshan of Krishna. He's saying, Cheshitam darshan, vibho. Vibho means Vishnu, powerful Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. Cheshitam means Leela. Cheshitam darshaya means show them God. Just like Prabhupada would meet so many people during his preachings, they say, can you show me God? Can you show me God? Have you seen, Swamiji, have you seen God? Do you know what he looks like? So where can you find God in the Kali Yuga? Where can you find Him? Krishne Swada Mo Pagate Dharmagyananabhi Saha. In the same Bhagavatam, it's telling, you can find Krishna Swadam, O Pagate, the Krishna Swadam, the Swadam of Krishna. What is the Swadam of Krishna? The personal abode of Krishna is Brajabhumi, Dwarasavan, Rasastali, Varshana, Nandagam, Gokul, Javad, Jamuna Pulin, Dira Samir, Jamuna Tire. Right, we say, Jamuna Tire, Tata, Jamuna Tatachare. The Jamuna Tata, on the banks of the Yamuna. This is the Krishna Swadamo Pagate. Krishna has gone to his Swadam. He has left Brajabhumi to go to Nitya Vrindavan and Brajagokul. But then it says, but now you will find Krishna in the pages of the Bhagavatam. This Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the sun and has appeared just after the disappearance of the Lord for his own abode. By studying the Bhagavatam, all perfection will be attained, prosperity and happiness, and illumination and enlightenment, simply by studying this one book. So, now, this was previously the qualification to understand transcendental knowledge, but now Narada Muni is saying, simply give it to everyone. Because in Kali Yuga, no one is detached, no one is intelligent, expert. Present the leelas of Krishna in such a palatable, sweet, attractive way that everyone becomes attracted, inundated. And you see the proof of it. You see the proof of the power of the Bhagavatam. That practically every day somewhere in India there's some TV show, Doordarshan, this Darshan, about Krishna or Ram, the Krishna series, the Ram series, the Mahabharata series. People love it. All of India shuts down. 1 billion people stop everything to watch Krishna on the TV. Oh, look. There. It's Krishna's Swayambhar with Rukmini this week. Look. Oh, too nice. Very nice. Everyone, you try to call someone on the phone, all mobile phones are turned off. I'm sorry. The mobile you have called has been temporarily called, turned off. Say, hey, Baba, stop watching the Krishna TV, will you? Watching the show, the Krishna's Leela on the TV. Imagine, in the year 21st century, 5,000 years after the avirbhava of Krishna's Leela, people are sitting around this highly technical age, all kinds of gadgets and computers, and they're sitting around watching Krishna's Swayambhar with Rukmini. Wow, it's fantastic, great, wonderful. Then afterwards they talk, did you see on the TV show, oh yeah, wasn't it great the way that lady, she played Rukmini, oh, it was great. So this is the expert narration, the perfect scripture for the Kali Yuga. And this Bhagavatam is Bhagavat Sarup. Prabhupada explains, he glorifies this Bhagavatam, that actually Krishna is he's manifested here. This is a literary incarnation of the Lord. What is this Srimad Bhagavatam? It is non-different from Krishna. We said Krishna Sudamo Pakate. The Krishna has gone to his holy dham of Vrindavan, but he has also entered into the Bhagavatam. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, Radharani, the gopis, the gopas, all the parishads of Krishna have entered into the pages of the Bhagavatam along with this Swadham. Brajabhumi Vrindavan is also in the Bhagavatam. By reading the Bhagavatam, you have Cheshtitam Darshaya Vibho. By studying the Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing and studying the Srimad Bhagavatam, one has Sakshat Darshan of Krishna. He has direct Darshan of Krishna, and Krishna's Brajabhumi. He sees Brajabhumi in the pages and shlokas of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the power of Krishna Shakti, Dham Shakti, Bhagavat Shakti. This is the power of Shastra Shakti. This is the power of the Bhagavatam, the power of Krishna. The power of his Dham. All this Srimad Bhagavatam, this 10th canto of Bhagavatam is simply all arranged. As soon as you touch this Bhagavatam and begin to read this 10th canto, then you become enveloped. You become covered by Yoga Maya. You enter into the shelter of Yoga Maya. Then Yoga Maya reveals Krishna, Krishna's Sarup, the Sarup of the Dham, the holy Dham. Everything becomes very clear. Like turning on the television, you turn on the television to some channel, then you get it in focus with different dials and mechanism. Then you see very clearly colors, contrast, color, brightness, brightness, color, contrast. Everyone's familiar with these terms on the TV. Color, brightness, contrast. So as we practice bhakti sadhana and study the Bhagavatam, everything becomes very clear, very colorful, lots of variety, lots of contrast. Krishna's form and sweet Dhamma Vrindavan, as we read the Bhagavatam, at first it's some hazy, then it becomes very, very clear. Very, very clear, very, very colorful. But unlike the television, which is three-dimensional, or two-dimensional, really, it's two-dimensional, the television can give clarity and contrast and color, but it can't give rasa. Rasa, bhakti rasa, prem rasa, can't give taste, flavor, mellow, love. The television cannot give you prema. I'm sorry to give this bad news on this day. I'm very, very sorry to give this information that the television cannot give you Krishna prema. But the Srimad Bhagavatam can give you Krishna prema. By embracing the Srimad Bhagavatam physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you will attain Krishna prema. You carry the Srimad Bhagavatam on your head. You carry the Srimad Bhagavatam in your heart. You carry the Srimad Bhagavatam in your mind. And you carry the Srimad Bhagavatam in your hand. And you give it to the conditioned souls. Sankirtan Book Distribution Ki Jai. Devaki Putra Gitam Distribution Ki Jai. Shankaracharya says, Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam. Let there be one Shastram, Eka Shastram, Devaki Putra Gitam. The Gitam of Devaki Putra, the son of Devaki, Devaki Nandan. This is another way of saying Bhagavad Gita. Devaki Putram. Devaki Putra Gitam. Hello, sir. Please, we want you to take 100 Devaki Putra Gitams. I never heard. What is that Shastra? It's very centrist. You never heard Devaki Putra Gitam? Huh? This is a new way to introduce, because every year we're going to the same people. We call them and say, hey, we have a special marathon this year. Oh, I know Bhagavad Gita. No, this year not Bhagavad Gita. Devaki Putra Gitam. Huh? Hey, come over. Let me meet you. What is this? And you go over to him. Oh! All right, I'll take 100. You're so clever. You present in such a clever way. And that's vichakshana. That's what Prabhupada says in the purport. This is vichakshana. Cleverly, intelligently presenting Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, teachings of Krishna. Excuse me. It's very interesting how Prabhupada takes this vichakshana, whereas Narada Muni is using the word vichakshana, very expert and clever, to indicate this is the adhikara qualification necessary to understand self-realization. Now Prabhupada in his Bhaktivedanta Bhava Tika, he takes the meaning of vichakshana and he explains it in relation to the bhaktas, to the devotees, especially his own shishya and iskan, and his upashishya, his shishya and upashishya. And he says, the expert devotees can discover novel means to convert the non-devotees in terms of particular time and circumstance. So he uses so many places, he uses the word, Mahaprabhu's followers exhibit great dexterity in this connection. So dexterity, expertise, these are all meanings of the word vichakshana. We see, vichakshana. So Prabhupada takes the word vichakshana and says, yes, the preachers must be vichakshana. Not vichakshana with very great brains and great intelligence to pore over and study the Vedanta Sutra. But they should have enough brains to surrender to Guru, enough intelligence to surrender to Guru and Krishna and serve Him. Then use all your expertise, all your dexterity to distribute the knowledge of Krishna consciousness to others. For example, you may find that if you go to distribute Krishna consciousness wearing dhoti, you're wearing a dhoti and kurta and tilak, you go out all day with books to distribute them, and everybody says, oh, get out from here. Hare Krishna, get out. You're some crazy man. Get out, get out. And no one will stop to talk to you. You can't distribute any books. So then you think, oh, Vichakshana, vichakshana. Let me become expert. I have to become expert and dexterous and skilled in how to distribute these books. Well, let me try some modification. I won't wear a dhoti. I'll wear pant and shirt. I'll put on pant and shirt and a little hat. No, I have my shaved head, but I'll wear a little hat and pant and shirt. Oh, everyone's stopping. Excuse me, sir. Yes? What do you want? Oh, we're printing these books. We'd like you to take one. It's a very nice book, Srimad Bhagavatam. This describes a science of God realization based on the ancient teachings of Sanskrit. Have you ever been to India? No. Oh, really, your friend? Do you know Sanskrit? And then you start preaching and preaching. Then he likes you. You're a very nice person. Then you tell him, please give us some donation for printing, and he gives you a donation. And he's smiling, and you're smiling. And you go to the next person. So just using a little of brain, but you went all day with Dodi and Kurta. Hey, Hare Krishna, go. I don't want to see you. I don't want to talk to you. But he was put on pants and shirt, and then the person stops and says, yes? Excuse me, sir, 1 minute. Yes, yes, what do you want? I want to give you this. Here you go. This is for you. Oh, what's this? Oh, you know, this, you know, we're yoga students. You know, we're students of yoga, you know, bhakti yoga, and we're studying these teachings, and we're presenting them here to the people, like that. And all of a sudden, going out day after day after day in a dhoti and tilak, distributing one Bhagavatam all day long, now you're distributing 30 Bhagavatams, 40 Bhagavatams. You're helping 40 people. But at the same time, it's by a slight change. Because clothing does not make the man. It is the man's virtue, his guna and karma, his qualities and behavior. That's what makes the man, not the clothing. You can dress a rogue in the finest clothes. A gunda, you say, a gunda. A gunda can have the finest silk suit and wool suit and jewelry, but his guna and karma, he's a chor, he's a gunda. And he's full of kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya. These are his lakshana, but in very fancy clothes. This is, we don't judge. So devotee is always a devotee, whether devotee is in a pant and shirt or dhoti or whatever. So Prabhupada is explaining, this is the expertise of the devotee. But he's also spending several verses to glorify the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam is very nicely glorified also in the 12th canto. Sutta Goswami, as he concludes the narration of the Srimad Bhagavatam to the sages in the Nimisharanya, he has a whole chapter called the Srimad Bhagavatam Mahatmyam. In all Puranic literatures, there is generally a chapter called Bhagavat Mahatmyam. In Padma Puran, in Skanda Puran, so also in the Bhagavat Puran, as in Padma and Skanda, there is the Bhagavat Mahatmyam. No? Bhagavat Mahatmyam means the glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam. In English we say, the glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam. 12th canto, chapter 13. And this is the last chapter of the last canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Sutta concludes the Bhagavatam by glorifying the Bhagavatam, because glorifying the Bhagavatam is the same as glorifying Krishna. This is the Bhagavat Sarup. This is the Sarup, the personal form of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So there are a few very nice verses there describing the Bhagavatam in relation to this. This is the 12th canto, chapter 13, text 11. Adi Madhyavana. See, Ari Madhyavasaneshu Vairagyakyana Samyutam Hari Lila Kata Vrata Mrityanandita Sat Suram. Sutta Goswami said, from the beginning, Ari, to the end, the Bhagavatam is full of narrations that encourage renunciation of material life, as well as nectarine accounts of Lord Hari's transcendental pastimes, which give ecstasy to the saintly devotees and demigods. Then it says, Sarva Vedanta Saram Jad Brahmatmai Katvat Lakshanam Vastvandityam Tannishtam Kaival Yaika Prayojanam. This Bhagavatam is the Sarva Vedanta Saram. Sarva Vedanta Saram. It is the essence of all Vedanta philosophy, because its subject matter is the Absolute Truth, Sri Krishna, which, while non-different from the spirit soul, is the ultimate reality, one without a second. The goal of this literature is exclusive devotional service to the Supreme Truth. Kevala Bhakti. Kevala Bhakti Prayojanam. pure devotion to Krishna. So this verse from Bhagavatam explains, although Narada Muni is telling the qualifications to understand transcendental knowledge is nivrittita. You have to be a nivritti marg, and you have to be vichakshana, very intelligent, expert, and detached. Sutta Goswami is saying, this literature is so wonderful. Vairakyak, vairagyakyana samyutam. That simply by hearing Hari Lila Katha Vrata, simply by reading the pastimes of Krishna, the Srimad Bhagavatam, one will automatically become vairagya, vairagi, detached. It says, so he's explaining that. This is one of the byproducts of bhakti. It's detachment, knowledge and detachment, jnana vairagya. This is 15, text 15. Sarva Vedanta Saram hi Shri Bhagavatam Ishyate Tadrasamrita Triptasya Nanyatra Shadrati Kvachit. Srimad Bhagavatam is declared to be the essence of all Vedanta philosophy. Again, this term, Sarva Vedanta Saram. One who has felt satisfaction from its nectarine mellow will never be attracted to any other literature. This is a very key verse, actually. Because it explains the power of Bhagavatam. It says, Rati, tad rasamrita triptasya, nan yatra syad rati kvachit. Rasamrita. This is a rasa shastra. The Srimad Bhagavatam is rasa shastra. It is full of nectarine mellows of bhakti and devotion. Shantaras in seventh canto, the Shantaras of of Prahlad Maharaj, that's Shantaras, Shanta Rati. Then you come to the ninth canto of the Bhagavatam, then you have the Ram Leela and Hanuman's bhakti is Dasya Bhakti. Then you come to the tenth canto of Bhagavatam, you have Sakya Rati or Sakya, the Sakya Rati and Vatsalya Rati and Madhurya Rati, the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, the parental love of Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda and Krishna, and the friendly love of the cowherd boys, Sridham, Subal, Balaram and Krishna. So this is full of ras. It's a rasa shastra. So it says, rasamrita triptasya. One who tripyanti, or santosh, or satisfied. One who is satisfied with this nectar. Relishing, drinking, tasting, enjoying the nectarine topics of the Srimad Bhagavatam. What happens? Anyatra rati kvachit. Anyatra, he loses all rati, all attachment and attraction for any other thing, any other literature. There's one quotation, Prabhupada speaks in one lecture, he said, my disciples do not read the newspaper. Some may require for their service. Out of every 1,000 devotees or 500 devotees, maybe one has to read some portion of the newspaper. Most devotees, there's no need. That's one thing, there's no need to read on the basis of seva. Anukulyena Krishnanam. It says there's the six symptoms of surrender. One is anukul, right? Pratikulyena Varjanam. Anukulyena Sankalpa. Sankalpa means make a vow. Sankalpa means make a vow, and take a vow in your mind, make a vow in your mind, a mental affirmation. Make a strong mental determination. I will do this for this. I will surrender my life to Guru and Krishna to attain Krishna Prem. Prem Prapti. Chahiye. As Sankalpa. So, Anukulyena Sankalpa means Anukul. That which is good for your family. That which is good. Accept. Make a vow in your mind to accept those things which are favorable to develop that Krishna Prema. Pratikulyena Bharjanam. And reject Pratikul, that which goes against your family, against your Sankalpa, you reject it. This happens automatically. Anukulyena Sankalpa. One automatically accepts what is favorable for Krishna consciousness when he is a sincerely surrendered soul at the feet of Guru and Krishna. Tesham sadata yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam vyanti te. He gets intelligence from Guru and Krishna to choose the right thing and reject the wrong thing. Choose the Krishna conscious path, the path of devotion, surrender, love, bhakti, and reject the path of enjoyment, exploitation, selfishness, and illusion. that intelligence comes from Guru and Krishna when one sincerely surrenders. So, the second point is, as you surrender and study Srimad Bhagavatam and chant the holy name, you develop Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti means rati. Rati means rasa. Bhakti rasa means taste, flavor, satisfaction, triptasya. It says here, triptasya. Rasa amrita triptasya. Means when you actually, not some jugglery of words, but when you factually and actually taste bhakti rasamrita triptasya, when you actually taste the nectar of devotion, then you become satisfied. And the result of your satisfaction is you become detached. Nanyatra rati. Your rati, all your attraction and attachment for other things disappears. It dissolves. It evaporates. It no longer exists. So when one actually studies the divine sacred teachings of the Srimad Bhagavatam and surrenders his heart and mind and soul there, he gets a taste of bhakti ras. And the proof that he has a taste of bhakti ras is that he loses all taste and rati. Nan yatra syad rati kvachit. Not elsewhere. There is no attraction elsewhere. There is no attraction to anything else. In other words, when one actually tastes bhakti ras from studying Bhagavatam, he will never, ever, ever again read a newspaper. Like the monkeys in Vrindavan, right? When their ears go like this, and they go, the reason they're doing like that, because that's what they think you look like. When they're looking at you, because you're looking, when you see some monkey doing something in the roof, you look at them like, so the monkeys see, monkey do. So they look at your face, and your face is going, you know, looking at the monkey like, with bewilderment and curiosity, what's that monkey doing? So then the monkey looks back at you. Then you go back and forth, making faces at each other. So this is the face that we make when we hear the news. Did you hear that Krishna Das no longer reads the newspaper? You know what Krishna Das says? He says that the newspaper is stool. And the only good it's for, the only use of the newspaper, is to put it underneath a puppy dog when the puppy dog is about to in your house. That is all the newspaper is good for. Catching. If you understand my language, very good. If you don't, too bad. We can make a confession. Please, don't mind. But don't promise that you won't tell anyone outside these doors. Everyone promises? Because I'm afraid that if you tell anyone outside these doors, that they will lock me up, put me in jail, and I'll never get out again. So everyone promises not to tell anyone? Did it not? Okay. That we may never have the misfortune, the terrible misfortune of seeing a newspaper or a news magazine or a TV show for the rest of our lives. This benediction I want. Somehow Guru has given us this benediction, and we hope it continues. We have no taste for mundane news. This is called Guru Kripa, Mahant Kripa, Shastra Kripa, Bhagavat Kripa, the mercy of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the most nectarine, delicious, tasty, satisfying, fulfilling book or literature in the entire universe. It is yours for the taking. Take it, read it, drink it, taste it, love it, distribute it, merge into it, fall asleep with it on your nose at night, in your bed, you're reading, and then you wake up, you're like this. This is bhakti. It's ecstatic. We had the good fortune of living with a devotee in 1988 for 8 months in his room with two godbrothers, this one devotee, another godbrother. And this devotee would get up at 3:30 every morning. And somehow, their body was transcendental. They didn't think about anything that you usually, when you wake up, you usually have so many bodily nitya kriya, bodily activities. As soon as they wake up, open the Bhagavatam. Studying Bhagavatam. From 3:30 in the morning to 11 o'clock at night. I saw with my eyes. I said, this devotee has so much. And the disciples would come and bring some tiffin with prasadam at 9 o'clock. From 3:30 to 9 o'clock, sitting in one place. Little wooden, exactly like this wooden thing, studying, writing. Then they bring prasadam, he doesn't even see it. Prasadam comes here. Then maybe 11 o'clock, maybe I should eat something. Eat something, puts the tiffin aside, washes, and goes and washes. Then more, Bhagavatam. Till 11 o'clock every night. I was amazed. I said, such rati, such Bhagavat rati, such attachment. And such a happy devotee, such a peaceful devotee. And I said, what is this devotee's name? Shripad, Pujapad, Sri Shrimad, Radha Govinda Swami Maharaj. Ki Jai. What an example. Yad yad acharati shrestas tat tat avitrajana sayat pramanam gurute lokastar anuvartate. Let us all anuvartate. Let us all follow in the footsteps of such a devotee. Yad yad acharati shrestha. Acharya shrestha. Teaching the example, the perfect example. So absorbed in Bhagavatam. Maybe we can't be absorbed in Bhagavatam for 3 to 3 is 12 and then 3 to 8 for 20 hours a day, 3:30 to, maybe we can't be that absorbed that we study Bhagavatam 20 hours a day, but let's try 1 hour a day to start with. That would be a very good start. Nimnam ganam yata ganga dhivanam machuta yata vaishnavanam yata shambhu puranam idam tata. Just as Ganga is the greatest of all rivers, Achyuta is the supreme among deities, Shambhu is the greatest Vaishnav, Srimad Bhagavatam is the greatest Purana. There's one other verse I want to quote. This is from text 18. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsayam Ekam Amalam Jnanam Param Giyate Tatra Jnana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam Naishkaramyam Avishkritam Tachchinvan Supatan Vicharana Paro Bhaktya Vimuchyenara. It says that Srimad Bhagavat Puranam is the Amalam Puranam. Amalam Puranam. There is no Sattvagun here. There is no Rajagun here. There is no Tamagun here. There is no Guna, Triguna Mayi. There is no contamination by this Mahamaya. There is no Mahamaya in the Bhagavatam. It is only Yogamaya. There is no Mahamaya. No ignorance, no passion, no goodness, no Trigunas. This is Rupshuja. This is Amalam Purana, Mal. There is no Amalam. It's completely pure, spotless Purana. Then Vaishnavanam Priyam means that it's very dear. It is beloved. It is the beloved, dear scripture of the Vaishnavas. We love the Bhagavatam. Like people wear t-shirts, I love America. You know, I love America, or I love this, that. As I said, I Indriya Priti, I love my body. Indriya Priti. Priti means love. Priya, Pyar, love. So, Bhagavat Pyar. I love the Bhagavatam. This is the meaning. Vaishnavanam Priyam. The Bhagavatam is the spotlessly pure Purana. It is perfectly pure Purana. It is the most dear to the Vaishnavas because it describes the pure and supreme knowledge of the Paramahamsas. This Bhagavatam reveals the means for becoming free from all material work, together with the processes of transcendental knowledge, renunciation, and devotion. Anyone who seriously tries to understand the Bhagavatam, who properly hears it and chants it with devotion, becomes completely liberated. So here, this is the Shruti Phal, the benediction shloka, benediction verse given by, mentioned by Sutta Goswami, that even though you may not be vichakshana or nirvittata, you may not be detached, renounced, or expert, by studying the Bhagavatam, all these things will come, and you'll become liberated. You'll become totally liberated. Vimuchyen. Vicharana paro bhaktya vimuchyen nara. The nara means the human being, the person will become Vimuchen, not just mukti prapti, vimukti prapti. Vimukti, not just muchen, because one type of mukti prapti is swarga mukti prapti, to go to swarga loka. That is a type of mukti. But that is not vimukti. Vimukti means to enter into the paradham, Sri Vrindavan Dham, where para-bhakti is displayed, braja-bhakti is displayed and relished. That is, he says, para-bhaktya vimuchen. That is vimukti, the greatest, highest, topmost form of liberation, is to enter Goloka Vrindavan. So that will be done. You will attain, easily you will attain this nivritti, this totally detached state of liberation, and go to, you'll get not only mukti, nivritti, or detachment, but you'll get param dham, param param. Go to the topmost place of Radha and Krishna's pastimes in Braja Gokul. Anyone who seriously tries to understand supatan vicharana, vichar means to consider, to study, to understand. Supatan vicharayan. Seriously study with a desire. Study with a desire to learn. Learn with a desire to surrender. Surrender with a desire to serve. Serve with a desire to love. Sri Krishna, the beautiful. Reality, the beautiful. Anyone who seriously tries to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, who properly hears and chants it with devotion, becomes completely liberated. Completely liberated. No swarga mukti, beyond swarga, beyond Vaikuntha, beyond Brahma Jyoti, beyond Vaikuntha, to topmost paravyom, maha Vaikuntha, to the spiritual realm, Braja Gokul, Sri Vrindavan Dham. These are some nice verses in Srimad Bhagavatam describing the glories. It's Amalam Puranam. It is another verse that says, we didn't read that verse, but it says that it's the Puranam Samhitam. It's the perfect summary or essential compilation of all the Puranas. There's one verse. Puranam Samhitam, Sarva Vedanta Saram, Amalam Puranam, Vaishnavanam Priyam. So these are some of the glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we see that Lord Krishna, he came in Dwapara Yuga, he showed his leelas, he displayed his leelas, and he relished his praying-filled leelas as Leela Purushottam in Vrindavan. He relished them. And he displayed, he showed all of his pastimes here. Vrindavan Leela, Mathura, Dwarka, Kurukshetra, Hastinapur, so many pastimes Krishna displayed in Boma Vrindavan, Boma Dwarka, Boma Mathura, Brajabhumi. So he displayed them, and now Narada Muni is telling to Vyasadeva, Krishna came and relished prema, Braja prema, the gopi prema, the gopa prema, the gopa prema, the vatsalya prema of his mother and father and all the other mothers and fathers and all the devis and devas that came and entered the lila. He relished that Krishna, that prema, the gopa prema and gopi prema, all the braja premas. Krishna relished it and he showed all of his prema-filled pastimes. Now Narada Muni is saying, now you describe them. In this verse he's saying, you describe those prema-filled leelas. You write them down. You describe them and write them down so that other people later will be able to study them and read them. He's saying here, the darshaya chastitam vibho. So Krishna came and showed the pastimes. Krishna came and showed the prema-filled pastimes. Now Narada is telling Vyasadeva, you write about these, chastitam darshaya. You write about these pastimes. So that people can see these pastimes in the pages of Bhagavatam and see these pastimes illuminated on the screen of the heart prepared by surrender. When the screen of the heart is cleansed and prepared by surrender to Guru and Krishna, then these very same chashtitam, Krishna chashtitam, these very same pastimes of Krishna which are described by Narada Muni in the pages, by Vyasadeva in the pages of the Bhagavatam, you will see these pastimes. Leela Darshan. Leela Darshan. Leela Spurti. The devotee will see the pastimes of Krishna in his heart, purified by devotion and surrender. Vyasadeva is writing them, Cheshtitam Darshaya. And by surrendering to the Bhagavatam and to Guru, you will have that Leela Darshan in the mind and heart. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came 500 years ago. He came to give that Krishna prema, to give that Braja prema to everyone. Krishna came to show it. Krishna came and showed, displayed it. Vyasadeva wrote about it, and Lord Chaitanya came to distribute it. Krishnaya prema pradayate. Krishna prema pradayate. He came to give that Krishna prema. Narada Muni is telling in this verse, Vyasadeva, you write about it. Cheshitam. And then Lord Chaitanya didn't write about it. He displayed it and he distributed it to everyone. So the process is very easy. There's a fivefold process to attain Krishna prema. Sarusanga, Vaishnava, Sarusanga, Mathura Mandala Stale, Mathura Mandala Stale Vasa, to live in Mathura Mandala, to associate with Vaishnavas, Sri Murti Shraddha Seva, to serve the devotee, the Thakurji, to Thakurji Seva with great Shraddha, with great love and devotion, with great feeling. With great feeling, love and devotion, we should serve Radhaparta Sarati, Sitaram, Gornitai. Serve the Thakurji. This is Sri Murti Shraddha Seva. Then Srimad Bhagavatam Shravan Rasika Bhakta Saha Sangha. It's explained that one should hear the Srimad Bhagavatam Saha along with or in association with the Rasika Vaishnava. In other words, hear the Srimad Bhagavatam from an advanced devotee, one who is advanced in love and devotion and surrender to Guru and Krishna. Then, the last one is Nam Sankirtan. Nam Sankirtan. One should chant the holy name of the Lord like a child crying for his mother. One should cry out the holy names. We should not chant the holy names or sing the holy names. We should cry. Rodanam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, oh Krishna. Oh Krishna, oh Ram, crying. Oh please, help me. Please reveal yourself to me. Please show yourself. Please help me. I'm so fallen. Where are you and where am I? When will I reach you? How will I attain you? When will I see you? When, oh when, oh when? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So these are some teachings of this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Stop here. Any comments? Questions? Question is that some devotees have to read newspaper for their seva. As long as seva means to act in such a way to give pleasure and happiness to Krishna. That's bhakti. Bhakti means seva. Our seva should be, it's called devotional service. To serve with devotion, that is the meaning of bhakti. To act in such a way to give happiness and pleasure to Krishna and Guru. So if our Gurudev, if our beloved Sri Guru, he says, listen, Krishna Das Prabhu, I give you this order. You have to read the newspaper, this section or that section, whatever, for your service. If that is Guru-given service, then it is service. It will be pleasing to Krishna if you follow the order of Guru. If it is your concoction, oh yes, I need to read the newspaper, it is not service, it is your concoction. Service comes, evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidu. Service comes in parampara, beginning with Srimati Radharani and Lord Balaram. They are the seva murtis. Srimati Radharani and Lord Balaram. They are absorbed in sevananda, Krishna sevananda. The bliss of serving Krishna and the bliss of giving bliss, or the happiness of giving pleasure to Krishna. So if Guru gives you that seva, you have to do that seva. Your public relations, you're dealing with the public or something, if your Guru gives you that service, then you perform it as service to Guru and Krishna. But giving you that service to read the newspaper for your service he's giving you the permission to read the newspaper for your service, which means read about the political events or whatever. It doesn't mean that when my guru said I'm in public relations, I can read the newspaper. That means I can read the sports section. I can read the comics. I can look at the pictures of all the half-naked women. That's the most interesting news in a newspaper is all the ladies. There's only one name for this activity. M-A-Y-A. Maya. Maha Maya. We must differentiate between the two forms of Maya. Yoga Maya for Krishna and Mahamaya for Durga. So even if you are so unfortunate, you're so unfortunate that you have to touch with your brahminical fingers, you have to touch the stool-like newspaper. From my perspective, I consider that if you touch the newspaper, you should take a bath. I'm seriously, if you're a Brahmin and you touch something contaminated, what do you have to do? So, Samachar, newspaper, Outlook, well, we won't mention any names, but different news magazines, you know, public relations, we don't want to mention any names, but different news magazines, newspapers, etc. If you touch those, then you have to take a bath because it's contaminated. In my personal book, touching the newspapers is as contaminating as touching dog stool. So after I touch dog stool, I have to take a bath. So why is the newspaper contaminating? What does the newspaper contaminate? If I touch dog stool, I contaminate my body, my hands, my fingers. So I have to wash myself before I can do anik, before I do shastrapadana, anik, puja, anything. I have to take bath, snan. So what is the contamination? What is the impurity, the ashud nature of the newspaper? When you study the newspaper, it fills your mind and consciousness full of calm, crowed, lobe, moha, matsarya, and mudha. It fills you full of anxiety, it fills you full of lust and greed. Greed and consumerism to buy this product and this look at this motorcycle. Wow! Look at that four-color picture of that motorcycle. I have to get that one. That's called lobha. Greed. Greed to buy that motorcycle. Hey, look at that girl, man. Wow. Whew. I have to get one of those too. That's called calm, lust. Lust, L-U-S-T, calm, desire to enjoy the body. That's the result of studying newspaper. Your mind becomes contaminated, putrid, apavitra. But when you, Bhagavatam or Krishnanam, apavitra vitrova saravastam gatobiva, whether you're pure or impure, you become totally pure by contacting Pundarik, Aksha, the lotus-eyed Krishna. The lotus-eyed Krishna is here in the page of the Bhagavatam. This is Pundarik Aksha, the lotus-eyed Krishna. You open up the Bhagavatam, you're looking at Krishna, and Krishna's looking at you. When you look at the Bhagavatam, Krishna's looking at you. This is called Sudarshan. Sudarshan. And when that Sudarshan shines on your mind and heart become pure, shud, shudmana. Pure mind and heart. When you look at the newspaper, you're looking at Maya. You're having darshan, Maya darshan. And when you have darshan of Maya, when you associate with Maya, you become contaminated by greed, anger, lust, envy, madness. And the result of that is you become anxious, become fearful. When you read the newspaper, you become anxious. Oh, anthrax. Don't open any mail. Hey, you open the mail, not me. What's in there? People have become fearful to open their mail, fearful to ride on the planes, fearful to ride, the plane might crash into I'm afraid to get on the plane. The plane might crash into, you know, the Nehru Place. The Twin Towers at Nehru Place. Or whatever. So you read the newspaper, and the result of reading and touching is that your mind and consciousness become contaminated and filled with anxiety. You become very anxious, very fearful, very, very, you know. It is not a good thing. What is the good of it? It is a waste of time. And as Srila Prabhupada once said, you can research your folio, my disciples do not read the newspaper.